of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. Early morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America die.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy LeFay. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the state and individual autonomy. And today's the 26th of January, 2013. We have just been dumped on the last, couple of days. Actually, we've had a cold in southern Michigan for the last, a week or two at least. And we've had a lot of snow come down, and it was falling out there again this morning. It's tailored off a little bit. The county just south of where I'm at, I would not want to live in. Hillsdale County seems to get hammered all the time. In the summertime, they get hammered with the storms. In the wintertime, they get constant snow. I feel sorry for those poor folks even further south than I am. But anyway... So much for the weather. We have a lot of storms of our own as a country here. We have the World Economic Forum going on in Davos right now. The mood is shifting. The eyes are fixed on the United States. They're claiming that the U.S. has a recovering economy. I wish that were true. A lot of the stuff that's going to be coming out of Davos appears to be more greening of the economy. This seems to be the same tired old solution, quote unquote, that they seem to be proposing as a fix for everything. So we're going to discuss a little bit about Davos and the World Economic Forum going on. Also, we of course have the Feinstein bill in Congress going after funds. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be clear here. I don't think that it doesn't look like they're going to have the votes to pass the thing first, and that's good if true. But even if they do pass it, the game is not over. There's still nullification that can happen on a state level. And I want you people to be encouraged and don't give up. It's so easy to look at the situation that's happening today with our country and want to throw in the towel. But we look forward to do that. And so anyway, we'll talk a little bit later on in the program about gun control, a lot of economic news, and we have a lot of stuff coming out of the State Department. Of course, Hillary Clinton appeared before Congress, testifying, or should I say lying, because that's all these people ever do is lie, before Congress about the Benghazi scenario, the stuff that's happening there. Also, we have a lot of technology news, smart grid information, transhumanism stuff. It's just incredible, the stuff that happens in a week, a couple of weeks. There's no shortage of stuff to talk about. We have 3 hours to cram as much in as possible. Nancy will be joining us after the break. Govern America's on the air. Stay, folks. We'll be back.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bate. I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity companies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video, 123crooks.com, exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them, too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of smart people have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Extend life with Extend Over. Herb Heart Cocktail, designed to support health, blood pressure, and health. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago, starting now until February 28th. you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit us at heartdrop.com.
Make safe with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic, you need to protect yourself and your best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in there, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidized chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size unit. In our homes today, protect your family best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
There never seems to be a single black key.
Too bad. In my dreams, I have a hand. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work all I threw around.
Back. This is Government America. Darren Weeks and Van. Good morning, Nancy.
Boy, the news is something. You know, and it's funny. Anymore, when you get up in the morning, read the news. Yeah, I say to myself, "Yep, here on that, and yep, here we go, and yep, here we go on that." Boy, they're moving fast. Hey, they must be nervous about it.
Well, you know, I think that the population is waking up.
Oh,
and
definitely.
I think we're really moving too fast.
Oh yeah, they are moving fast.
Well, so are we. And our side has made great gains in waking people up, and there are more numbers now than there ever have been before. And so I refuse to give up, and I refuse to be discouraged.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is the pot people have to have. You know, this for long term, folks. Won this for years. Many of us, I know many out there have been focused on what needs to be done for a long period of time. And, you know, some of you probably even longer than I have, I'm sure. You know, I mean, the thing is, people across the country waking up and doing necessary things that needs to be done, especially with regard to the state and local government. County
Absolutely.
Sheriffs have an increasingly number of county sheriffs that have come out defending FOSS rights, saying that they will not force gun control laws. I'm encouraged. There's a lot to look at to be encouraged about.
Yep.
And so this posture that people have to. That being said, though, we do have to focus on some of the things that are going on. And, you know, this World Economic Forum that's happening right now.
Oh, yeah, the big players.
Yep. The elitists all getting together, talking about the global economy.
Yep.
And we see from CBS News, in the halls and meeting rooms of the World Economic Forum in Davos this week, top global planners, the global bankers, business leaders, politicians, every year swap intel. There's a sense the global economy has finally turned, they say. Now, keep in mind, listen to CBS News and CBS News propaganda piece. I share this with you to show just how people are being propagandized. They say just 12 months ago, it looked like financial collapse in Europe could lead to a global recession. What a difference a year makes. Ken Frazier, chief executive officer of pharmaceutical giant Merck, he said the economy is poised to take off. I think it's been through some tough times. I think it's the strongest economy in the world. Now, keep in mind, we have a record number of people here on food. We have the Financial Times last week, I think week before, actually, January 16th. They were saying that the biggest growth story is outside the U.S. To this, they say, with bad news in to risk asset havens look expensive, the market had hoped for a grand bargain instead of an ultimately insufficient fiscal deal. The best to be said of the hammered out of New York's New Year's Eve is that it beat the alternative. While others still cheered, they should miss for an economic, fiscal, or financial positive. Ideally, Washington would have crafted ideal long-term tax and reform with short-term stimulus. Well, I don't agree with that. We need more stimulus. What is stimulus, listeners? It's stealing from you, from Peter, to pay for Paul. It's a redistribution of your government has ability, no to stimulus. But here we have, it's exactly what we're doing. We're talking about Keynesian economics here. This notion that spend ourselves into prosperity. They said, and we got the opposite. The U.S. faces significant fiscal drag on an already sluggish recovery. They say it might have been justified had they actually addressed a long-term fiscal outlook, but it failed to tackle the U.S. tax code's dysfunction or the sustainability of major entitlement programs. In advocating effort to stabilize national debt, Washington now risks an eventual loss of international confidence in the U.S. short-term. It's not even clear that this deal does much to address the deficit. With significant fiscal drag still in the deal, the economy is unlikely to grow as fast as current budget estimates assume. Growth disappoints and almost surely will. Revenue will be below expectations and deficits above. They go talk about...
let me just say something, too.
Well, let me just share real quick, and then...
Okay.
To benefit from global growth even more directly, investors can reduce their overall U.S. allocation. What are they talking about here? Allocation of investments. They say for the 3 years, the U.S. has been a safe port in the storm. Part of the reason is an incredibly resilient sector, which until recently has effectively delivered double digits from low single dynamic growth. U.S. competitiveness was not the factor. On a relative basis, the U.S. has been the unintended beneficiary of an unexpected slowdown in emerging markets, Europe's existential crisis, aggressive Federal Reserve. Once again, reserve is not the solution, people. Federal Reserve is the problem. But they say today, U.S. companies are still reasonably priced. They're relatively expensive compared to the rest of the world. Given the near outlook for slow growth, volatility, and a debt ceiling showdown, the premium may no longer be justified. At the same time, the rest of the world is in marginally better shape. Shift in relatively fundamentals, investors consider reallocating some portion of their hold out of the U.S. to emerging markets, smaller developed markets, and European export. Anyway, you have the Financial Times in their own country away. Expressing support for U.S. investment sense. You know, this puts the lock, once again, listeners and Nancy, to the fact that, to this notion, well, the U.S. economy is recovering.
Well, and Darren, I mean, look at this. Look at what we are talking about. First of all, at Davos, what they're talking about is how rich are faring. When you're talking about, you know, the big investors, you're not talking about 99% of the world's people. Most of the world's people have any investments. When you look at the condition of Europe, when you look at the condition of the Mideast, when you look at the condition of China, poor, poor, exploited people, when you look at the condition of the United States, everything literally has fallen apart under this internationalized system, except for the top 1%. And especially for the people who run governments, who therein have gone up in when you own a transnational corporation, you're suddenly, you know, selling to the entire world. Of course you're making billions and billions of profits, and of course you have investments. But for the other 98% of the world's people, this stuff doesn't even exist.
Yeah, I've got a study. Maybe we'll get to you later on in the program about, the Chinese rebelling. You know, they're having a protest over there because they have too many toilet breaks. I mean, this is the model for the global economy.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the people that are being utilized more and more.
Well, I repeat and I repeat, cannot have millions and billionaires without a base of slavery. It's how they get there. It's how they do it. We just see that Apple, Darren, just got caught using child labor.
Well, it was their own internal.
It's called slavery.
It was their own internal audit, to be fair. They were the ones that revealed it. But you're right. The fact that, you know, all these companies outsourcing, you know, this never used to be a problem in this country as long as they were using domestic labor to produce products.
Yeah.
But all these international trade agreements, which really I think you could arguably say that it forces companies, multinational corporations, who have a responsibility to their shareholders, it forces them to, in order to stay competitive, to outsource their jobs to countries that don't have the same rights that we have here as far as labor is concerned.
We cannot hold up the world economy because, you know, when you look back in the 1970s, and what a house cost and what a car cost and what, you know, utility cost, what we pay today with virtually stagnant wages, Darren.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot hold up the world with our consumerism anymore.
Well, that's right, because they've sucked so much from the American people, like parasites, the parasites and leeches that they are, that they're managing to kill the host. Hold on, Nancy, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Golden State Safaris invites you to hunt one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts. Rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Landers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty swirling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only gold and silver can offer. That number is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding inner voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. The endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a riff wonderland. LibertyStick.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Govern America. The website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, where we now have posted the notes from last week's broadcast regarding the Prudence show that we did. And there's a few that I have, you know, I was up till 1:30. I realized yesterday that I just about to go to bed that I hadn't typed that up yet. And I had forgot all about it. So my apologies if you were looking for that. It's up there now. And there's a few that I have to go back through my emails and include that came in by email that I had intended on including. So that page will be updated as the time progresses. But it'll something that you can kind of go through and get an idea on what to do. And tools, providing people tools that they need. And, you know, certainly want to be solutions-based. We don't want to just complain about the problem. We want to provide and offer solutions wherever and whenever possible. Before the break, we were talking about the World Economic Forum in Davos, and we see also from the Independent out of the day, Davos call for $14 trillion greening of global economy. This is what I was talking about here. They say political and business leaders warned of need to ensure sustainable growth. They said in an unprecedented $14 trillion greening of the global economy, they say that's the only way to ensure long-term sustainable growth. So Agenda 21, according to these world leaders, listeners, is the only way that we're going to have an economy. This is what they're saying here. This
the
is a stark
only way.
Yeah, a stark
unreal
warning.
Real.
They say
how
the
stupid
political.
Do they think people are?
Well, this is the problem. Everything is being centered around the UN agenda.
Yep.
The globalist agenda, and the global agenda is to kill our economy.
Yep.
You're going to be satisfied until you're living in mud huts. With no way to support yourself, no way to keep warm.
Until that you're a cheap labor force.
That is assuming, of course, that you have the right to sustain yourself. We have other information here. Bill Gates is back in the news. You know, of course, producing more jets for the poorest countries in the world. And he's calling it God's work, of course. We'll get to that as it progresses here. But they say only a sustained dramatic shift to infrastructure and industrial practices using low-carbon technology can save the world and its economy from devastating global warming. We sure could use some of that global warming here in southern Michigan right now.
Yeah.
But that was a Davos commissioned alliance that said that, and they were led by former Mexican Felipe Calderon. And the most call so far to fight climate change on business grounds, they say. This includes everything from power generation, transport and buildings to industry, forestry, water, and agriculture, according to the Green Growth Alliance, Growth Action Alliance, created at last Davos meeting in Mexico. The extra spending amount roughly $700 billion a year until 2030 and would provide a much-needed economic stimulus as well as reduce the costs associated with global warming further down the line, said Ms. Calderon, who leads the alliance. Better to try to preempt events like Hurricane Sandy and people. Was Hurricane Sandy a weather-modified event? Could very well be. There were some things that were suspicious about that storm. Can they control the weather? I think they can. But you can come to your own conclusions about. But the point is they've been experimenting with weather modification for over a half a century.
Yep,
so,
they've been
droughts.
Spraying aluminum out of airplanes for that long as well.
Yeah, and wasn't it Bill Gates that was funding a lot of the geoengineering?
Yeah.
Seems like I remember quite a bit about that.
Well, and Darren, consider this. ExxonMobil, I am reading, is now back on top. It's the top corporation in the world, a petroleum company by. And so, you know, this whole green movement, I mean, we could have been off oil decades ago.
Well,
if they would have put the money and the resources into different types of energy.
Well, I don't even think there's any problem with being on oil, you know. I don't think there's any problem, and certainly there's no shortage of oil. We're just, our government is not allowing the oil companies to develop.
Or the oil companies are not allowing the governments to develop.
Well, that's right. They're in bed together, you know, and the oil companies are really playing along with all this environmental nonsense because, frankly, there's money in it. You know, there's money in it. So anyway, go on. They talk about greening global economic growth is the only way to satisfy the needs of today's population and up to 9 billion people by 2050, driving development and well-being while reducing greenhouse gas emissions and increasing natural resource productivity. He added, economic growth and sustainability are interdependent. You cannot have one without the other, and greening investment is the prerequisite to realizing both goals. That was Calderon, a quote from him. But,
well,
you know,
Darren, the other thing that goes right along.
Hold on,
we've
got to take a break. We'll be back here, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can't handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old sea body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn lips, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. Is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Net, we have been building our online store. Well, we are focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products tweaked to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Call us at 1-877-605-9200.
This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your email out.
Tom.
Do it again.
Nancy@governamerica.com.
Okay, and check out her website also. It's awomanlywisdom.com. That's awomanlywisdom.com. And, anyway, before the break, I had to very rudely interrupt you. You were about to say something there, and the clock just got in the way.
Well, you know, it's just, Darren, these people that are running the show, they are so big, and they are literally collecting the wealth, the land, which is the wealth, from people all over the world. And I just keep saying to myself, eventually, the people of the world are going to realize, I mean, you practically, most of the countries in the world are suffering terribly under this newsom. The only people coming up, the only ones, are the people like the people at this Davos conference, these massive investors, these massive business owners and business NGO partners.
Yeah.
Everyone else is degrading. And it's not just financially. We're degrading in health. we're degrading, you know, all these new things that are coming out about, they're talking about letting people who are heavy or who smoke cigarettes die and disallowing the medical care. I mean, it's extraordinary.
Yeah.
The contempt for humanity that these people have.
Yeah, and they can't be quite overt, as overt about it as they probably want to be.
Well, they're getting pretty overt, I'll tell you.
Well, they're getting increasingly bold, that's for sure. And I think that what you mentioned, world, and how the world is getting smarter, but it is predominantly disarmed. So the world looks to the United States as we're the only ones really that can really make a difference anymore. But to illustrate your point about the collection of all wealth, tough out of the UK, Goldman bankers set for bonus fall as profits rise.
I know.
They say Goldman Sachs bankers are poised for a bigger windfall when bonuses are handed out later this month after the U.S. Investment Bank enjoyed a stronger 2012. So you have that going on, even as you have CEOs, U.S. CEOs, push plan to raise full retirement age to 70. That's CBS News. They say an influential group of business CEOs is pushing a plan to gradually increase the full retirement age to 70 for both Social Security and Medicare, and to partially privatize the insurance program for older Americans.
Well, and so keep in mind, too, you are also, they're going to push the retirement age to 70, but they're going to stop giving you medical care by the time you're 60. Think about that.
Yeah, and all of these CEOs, of course, you know, are known for golden parachutes. But there's no golden parachute for you folks.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we had mentioned earlier the child labor situation with Apple. An internal audit, The Guardian reports, reveals 106 children employed at 11 factories making Apple products in the past year. 106 children, and gentlemen. Apple has discovered multiple cases of child labor in its supply chain, including one Chinese company that employed 4 children under the age of 16 in the latest controversy over the technology giant's manufacturing methods. An internal audit found a flip side to the Western consumer's insatiable thirst for innovative and competitively priced gadgets. It uncovered 106 cases of underage labor being used at Apple suppliers last year and 70 cases historically. The word allows or follows a series of worker suicides over working conditions at Foxconn, the Taiwanese company that assembles must-have products, such as the iPad and iPhone, and lethal explosions at other plants. So anyway, I won't read that whole thing, but once again, you have a complete lack of conscience among the U.S. corporations that have become global. And it all comes back to these trade agreements,
yep,
as I'm so fond of pointing out. And
yeah,
here's another
Apple,
story.
Do you think Apple's making any money?
Well,
people at the top Apple are making any money?
I think they're making a ton of money. Their share prices evidently are down, however, but that's pretty much because I think they're a sleeping giant when it comes to innovation. Increasingly, they have nothing new to offer the people that they're afraid of taking risks. More new products, but I'm concerned about taking risks anyway. You know, increasingly, with all the way the technology seems to be going, Nancy, it's more and more geared toward innovating.
Spy tools.
I guess it would be integrating technology into the biological human body.
Yep, it is.
This is the thing that really.
Coming.
This is the thing that worries me, you know, this whole transhumanism thing.
Yep.
And the way children are being engineered, social engineered, I can see a lot of the children in the next generation going to this thinking that it's cool. You know, we have a story on the website right now, maybe we'll get to it as time progresses here, about now wanting, evidently they've devised a way to store data in human DNA. Like songs and different things inside human DNA, they can write stuff in there.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
It's really unbelievable where we're at here, folks.
Yeah, there's another issue right there. When you were talking about, you know, Agenda 21 being fully implemented, something that, you know, really has not come out on the news, has not been told to the American people, is that the UN came up with something that they're calling the Common Core Standards for schools all over the world.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We implemented them in the United States. No one knew because they didn't tell us. Actually, in Michigan, where we lived, Aaron, they decided to implement the Common Core Standards in the 2012-2013 school year. It is a highly, highly, highly environmentally based curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in line. It's come straight out of Agenda 21. But this time they're implementing it globally. And so you want to check up, get on the Department of Education's websites in your state and look up the term Common Core. And start looking at what's going on in your school systems, because our children are continually being re-engineered, so to speak, socially re-engineered into this new program.
Yeah, well, there's a full chapter in Agenda 20, Children and Youth, Sustainable Development, I believe, if memory serves me correctly.
Yep.
It's Chapter 35, but anyway, children and youth and sustainable development talk about drawing upon the young people's knowledge and energy to come up with new innovations. You know, and my question has always been, what knowledge? You know, are squeaky clean. You know, they start off with empty skulls. And what is there, the only thing that's there is what educators put there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which many times is indoctrination toward the global agenda.
Well, it certainly is. Indoctrination to devalue your country. Indoctrination to devalue your laws.
Hey, we're all global citizens now.
Oh, yeah.
Vicki Davis sent this to me. This is also from the World Economic Forum. They have global agenda councils. And it's something that's pretty interesting. Tell you what, I will put this up on our Twitter feed for those that want to look at it. Right now. And it should be there right now, so I encourage you to go check it out. It's on the Twitter feed at twitter.com/govern America. But the World Economic Forum Global Agenda Councils, thanks, Vicki, for sending this over, they say network, it's a network of global agenda councils, and it is a unique global community of over 1,500 premier thought leaders, they say, who are the foremost experts in their fields of academia, business, national organizations, and society. Grouped in over 8 councils, Global Agenda Council members get their extensive knowledge, expertise, and passion to jointly shape the global, regional, and industry agenda. Now, did you hear that, folks?
There you go.
I'll say that again. Members commit their extensive knowledge, expertise, and passion to jointly shape the global, regional, and industry agenda. Now, I thought representative government. And yet, these people are jointly shaping the global, regional, and industrial agenda?
Wouldn't you love to know the average income of that group of people?
Well, they're all rich folks. No question about it.
Yep.
The global agenda councils are committed to addressing the most pressing issues and opportunities of our time and aim to provide new thinking and solutions. So there you have it, listeners. Once again, from the Economic Forum. But you know, this goes back to the shadow government.
Absolutely. These
are the people that are operating behind the scenes, shaping world affairs. They're all filthy rich people. Not have anything against people that have money. And I want to make that clear. You know, if you're trying, you know, because it almost sounds Marxist to demonize rich people. But what we're dealing with here is a fascist system of governance that controls everything from the top down. What we have increasingly, there's public-private partnerships,
yep,
which is the merging of the private sector with government to basically control all of society. And what it does is it cuts you folks out of the equation.
Absolutely. Yeah, which one of you are a partner in your community? Your nonprofit may be, but your nonprofit is funded by the government. You are not.
Yeah, they used terms like stakeholders to describe people who have a stake in the global economy, but we're dealing with corporates.
Yes, yes. Corporations are stakeholders. You are not.
Yeah, you're not invited to the table. In fact, half the time it's hard for you to even get information out of these secret meetings. And regularly they're having meetings across the sector, and across, you know, environmentalism, you know, you name forests, water.
Well, and, you know, Darren, we already know through the community Agenda 21 meetings that, you know, you have no say. The agenda is set. The conditions are set. Usually go to be manipulated.
Yeah, exactly. Unemployment numbers are out. In the week ending January 19th, the U.S. Department of Labor says the advance figure for seasonally adjusted initial claims was 330,000. Now, that's down 5,000 from the previous week. I guess that's the recovery, right? The fact that the initial claims have dropped, but it's still 330,000 new unemployment claims. And how many people are filing, you know, have filed and dropped the rolls, listeners?
Well, Aaron, that has been month after month after month after month after month for years.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right. So I guess eventually when everybody's unemployed, the number will drop down to zero, huh? I mean, it can't help but drop when you have more and more people. And those that went back to work, what are they being paid today versus, you know, years ago?
Yep. Well, I know several people who have graduated from college, one of which I can tell you that yesterday received his papers, his diploma, stating that he had graduated with high honors. He's working in a factory making $8 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty typical.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of unions, but we see unions have become greatly under attack. Although, to be quite honest with you, I think that they have really written their own minds in respects because they've promoted these candidates that have been promoting the...
That have stabbed them in the back?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like Clinton, who signed NAFTA after George Bush, the first president, the fourth president, negotiated the terms. Bill Clinton came along and he inventing government himself, he and Gore, and he signed NAFTA, which is this country to its knees, quicker than anything else. Here we see Keith Koeffler of White House dossier, long-term unemployment at highest level since World War II. I'll tell you what, we're almost up to break time here, and I'm not quite sure why the music isn't playing. I'll have to investigate that during... Oh, okay, I see. All right, never mind. We got a little bit more time than I thought we did. Long-term employment under President Obama is at the highest level since at least the end of World War II, they say, threatening to create a permanent underclass of workers who will find it difficult or impossible to obtain jobs in the future. What's Obama's insistence on repeatedly extending long-term unemployment that's maybe fueling the unemployment problem? According to data recently released by the St. Louis Federal Reserve, the average duration of unemployment is now about 40 weeks, double the previous high level of about 20 that prevailed during the last three recessions.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. When he pulls the entitlement plug, Lord help country.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is...
45-50 million people on food stamps in the United States?
And when you think about that, you got to think there's no wonder they want the guns.
Oh, Lord.
We'll be back here. Stay with us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing Clareffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Clareffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-421. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord.
CampingSurvival.com is providing U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 test strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FEM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence for preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our home and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odor, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
We're in the home stretch of this hour. Two more hours to go as we continue on here. We see Fitch may downgrade U.S. rating. This comes from USA Today. More good economic news, listeners, as the global economy, the World Economic Forum says, hey, the United States economy is real strong, huh? Hey, the United States could lose its top credit rating, which for the life of me, I have no idea why we have a good credit rating. Well, yeah, I do. It's all controlled by the banks. Anyway, this is the second time from a leading credit agency, if there is a delay, raising the country's debt ceiling, Fitch Ratings warned Tuesday. Well, we don't have to worry about that anymore. They've just raised it. Congress has to increase the country's debt limit, they say, which effectively rules how much debt the U.S. can have by March 1st, or face a potential default. Therefore, is that the debate will deteriorate into the squabbling and political brinksmanship that marked the last effort to raise the debt ceiling in the summer of 2011. So anyway, that's a little bit dated. As we already have seen now, Market Watch, U.S. House approves three-month debt limit extension. They say the U.S. House of Representatives approved a suspension of the debt ceiling until May 19th, allowing the government to continue to pay its bills and temporarily putting off a bigger fight over taxes and spending. So kicking the can further down the road as they suck more off of you people and your children, your posterity, for generations to come. It'd be nice if we all could, you know, operate our personal finances that way. I told my wife, Nancy, I told Michelle that I found an answer to all of our problems financially. We'll just quit paying our bill and raise our debt ceiling. You know, doesn't that sound like a great plan? So we have federal welfare spending. Do we still have Nancy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Federal welfare spending to skyrocket 80% in the next decade. This comes Weekly Standard. According to a new analysis by the Senate Budget Committee, they say they publish a chart, which is pretty draconian, but more and more people all the time being on welfare. And who's going to be able to pay for these social spending programs with increasingly numbers of people out of work? Washington Post reports 401k breaches undermining retirement security for millions. A large growing share of American workers are tapping into their retirement savings account for non-retirement needs, raising broad questions about the effectiveness of one of the most important savings vehicles for old age. More than one in four American workers with 401k and other retirement savings accounts use them to pay for current expenses, new data shows. The withdrawals, cash outs, and loans drain nearly a quarter of the $293 billion that workers and employers deposit in accounts each year, undermining already shaky retirement security for millions of Americans. So we have that going on as well.
Well, you know, Darren, and you figure, you know, don't think, ladies and gentlemen, for 5 seconds they've stolen your Social Security savings, or mandatory savings, I should say. You know darn well that they're going after everything that you've got. Everything that you've got. Because the bottom line, Darren, is that they want us to be a low-paid, large-scale labor force, just like the rest of the world has become, is.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty apparent. All right, I'll tell you what, we have the top of the hour break. Hour number two of Govern America is coming up straight ahead. And we have in the next hour, John in Tennessee is on the line. Stay with us, John. We'll get to you as well. Folks, you're welcome to join in. If you find 800-313-9443, we have a ton of information to cover. We'll get to it as much as possible, as quickly as we can. So stay with us. We'll be back.
With finance.